Patrolling the solar system and the far reaches of space is the Galactic Star Force. And helping them keep the universe safe is the Power Squad. With two young heroes who make their own rules, it's the adventures of the Galactic Star Force Power Squad. Join Brett Neighbors and Lee Stormwalker in their Star Force vessel, Explore, as they help keep peace in the galaxy and try to keep themselves out of trouble. This week, join Brett and Lee as they emerge from a black hole.
Brett, you think we lost them?
Yeah, see? I told you we could. Now we just need to get back to the Star Force headquarters.
Where are we?
I'm not sure.
Ever since we came out of that black hole, I don't know which way is up.
Computer, plot location. That doesn't help. That was our last location.
How do you understand that thing?
Lots of practice. Watch this. Computer, who's the handsomest guy on this ship?
Hey, there's only two of us on this ship, and I think the answer's pretty obvious.
Not him! Me! Stupid computer.
I could have told you that.
Computer, plot present location. I said plot present location. Lee, where's that can of oil?
Oil? For what?
The computer said its memory drives are getting sticky. There's some oil in that box.
Here it is.
Here you go, computer. Fresh oil.
Are you sure that's right?
Of course it's right. The computer asked for it.
Attention.
What did you do?
Man, what the hell?
Let me get the manual. Alright, in case of emergency, do not add oil.
Now he tells me.
If computer does not respond, reset breakers located on outer hall next to docking port. Outer hall? Outside? It's cold out there!
Yes, it is cold out there. That's why they say it's very cold in space. I'd go, but I'm in command here. And besides, my EVA suit's too small.
It's because you drink too much beer and eat too many potato chips.
Hurry up and reset those breakers. I'll keep the ship warm.
Why me? You added the oil.
As captain of this vessel, I order you to reset those breakers. Now get your suit on and get out there.
We need a robot. Everybody else has robots. All right, I'm going.
Hurry up! Besides, they're not called robots. They're called automatons.
Why do I have to do all the work? It's always the same. Make the dinner, clean up. I went to 2 years of community college. I went to flight school. Brett just sits in his chair ordering me around while I take care of the ship.
What's taking you so damn long?
Hold on! Man, this helmet's tight.
I'm ready. Opening airlock.
I never did like going outside the ship. Wow, space is huge.
The manual says the breaker is next to the docking port.
Almost there. Here it is. Wait, I don't see any way to open it.
You're supposed to use the electronic key to unlock the door.
Where's this electronic key?
Hold on. Right here.
Do you have it? That means I have to come back inside and then go back outside?
Hurry up. We're not going anywhere till you fix this.
That's for sure. We're not going anywhere.
What was that?
Nothing. I'm on my way.
Brett, where's that key?
Here it is. Now get out there and flip those breakers.
Back to the docking port. All right, let's try this one more time. It's open. Which breaker is it? There's 16 in here, and half of them are off.
Hold on. Flip numbers 3, 7, 10, and 14.
Those are already on.
Turn them off, then back on.
Anything?
I'll try it. Computer, engine status. Computer, that didn't work. Try a different one. Number 13.
All right. What's that noise? Is that the computer?
No, but the blender finally started working again.
But what about the computer?
Hold on. Computer, engine status. That's got it. Wait. Uh-oh. Bad news. We're out of gas.
We're out of gas? I thought you filled up at that last asteroid.
Did you flip Breaker 13?
Yeah.
That dumped all our fuel. Nice going.
But you told me to.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't. And as captain of this vessel, I order you to agree with me.
I'm coming in. First he tells me to flip the breakers, then he doesn't tell me the right breakers.
Now we got no gas. The hell are we supposed to do? Sometimes bread is such a big...
Good, you're back. Go put this blender away.
What are you doing?
Trying to figure out how to get some gas, because somebody dumped all our fuel.
You told me to flip the breakers.
I didn't tell you to dump the fuel. Now go put this blender away.
Why don't we get a robot to flip the breakers and put blenders away?
That's why we have you.
Give me that blender. Gotta put the blender away. God, this galley's always a mess. Who spilled all the sugar? Brett never cleans up anything. Now who gets to clean it? That's right, me. Clear out space for the blender. Wait, where's this panel?
Breakers? On the inside of the ship? And the panel says they're linked to the outside ones.
And what do you know? Number 13 says fuel door. I'll be damned.
Lee, get in here.
What now? Brett, did you know that there are breakers in the galley?
Never mind that. This star chart says there's a spaceport just a kilometer from here. We can get some gas there.
And how are we supposed to get there?
That's your department. The Galactic Star Force said you were a genius at fixing things.
It's true. I am.
Any ideas?
Well, we do have the ship-wide vacuum cleaner.
I told you I'd clean up all the sugar I spilled in the galley. I just haven't gotten around to it yet.
No, I mean, I think we can use the vacuum cleaner. I can rewire it so it blows instead of sucks. That'll give us the thrust we need to get to that spaceport.
Yes, that will work, and it has the advantage of having never been tried.
The only thing I don't know is how we're going to stop this ship once we get there.
We'll worry about that on the way. Get moving. Lee, it looks like a pot of spaghetti exploded in here. You have hoses everywhere. What's the status?
Finished. I've increased the vacuum's output by 500%, and have arranged the hoses to provide maximum thrust and maneuvering. The navigational computer will adjust the airflow to each hose to keep this ship pointed in the right direction. And the Simmons compensators are going to keep deflector shields at level green, and pitch and yaw controls will be guided by the...
Never mind the technical mumbo-jumbo, just turn it on.
Turning it on. It's working! We're moving!
Great work, kid! Computer, plot course to spaceport at 127 Mark 4. Maximum velocity. Engage!
It's working! It's working!
Get to the cockpit. I have to steer this thing. I have the spaceport in my sights.
Closing in.
Estimated time of arrival, 5 minutes. Velocity increasing. Lee, we're gaining momentum.
That's awesome. I am a genius.
No, I meant at this rate, we're going to blow right by and keep going toward that black hole.
Oh, crap. Brett, let me take the controls.
They're yours. Now, slow us down.
Computer, override airflow program to ship starboard.
I can't understand that thing. What did it say?
It said affirmative. That's yes to the layperson.
Thanks. I got it. Now, just turn the wheel and we should be able to rotate this ship 180 degrees.
Watch it! We're going into a spin!
Overcompensated! We gotta stop this thing!
We're spinning faster and faster! The artificial gravity is not going to hold for much longer! Look out! We're headed right for the spaceport!
Computer, shut down the vacuum on starboard and send maximum air thrust on the port side!
We're coming out of our spin, and we're not headed toward the spaceport. Now we're going to blow right by it! Lee, target the grappling hook at the side of the spaceport. That spot, right there!
Targeting grappling hook. Okay, ready.
Fire grappling hook.
We're stopped.
All right, Lee, bring us in.
Bringing us in. We made it. We're here.
I need a drink.
Lincoln Spaceport to unidentified vessel. Please respond.
I'll do it. After all, as captain of this vessel, I get to work the radio. This is Captain Neighbors of the Galactic Star Force vessel Explore. Registry number X110.
Star Force vessel Explore? We don't have that name on our systems.
I hate explaining this every time. Explore stands for Extraterrestrial Piloted Long Range Orbital Ride. It's an older model.
An Explore ship? Those went out 20 years ago.
Actually, this Explorer model was one of the Galactic Star Force's very first ships. Why, this ship has a proud history that...
Quietly. I realize that, sir. Can we have clearance?
Affirmative, Explorer. When you come inside, report immediately to security. Your little grappling hook stunt has gotten you guys some attention.
Acknowledged. Neighbor's out. Looks like it's not over yet.
Great observation, Brett. Maybe you're the genius.
Will Brett and Lee get more gas for their ship? Will they get yelled at by spaceport security? Find out next time on another exciting Adventures of the Galactic Star Force Power Squad! The Adventures of the Galactic Star Force Power Squad was written, directed, and produced by Alan J. Singer and starred Michael McGraw as Brett Neighbors.
You have hoses everywhere. What's the status?
Adam Campbell as Lee Stormwalker.
Targeting grappling hook. Okay, ready. The fuck is a grappling hook?
And special guest Brian Graybow as the voice of the Lincoln Spaceport.
An Explorer ship? Those went out 20 years ago. Is that good?
Special thanks go out to Mark Babin and to Nathan P. Butler of Star Wars Fanworks. Tune in next time when we hear Lee say...
Maybe if you bump my salary up a few, oh, I don't know, maybe 30, 40 more grand a year, we could talk.
We'll see you again next time! Next time!